Get him on the phone.
All right.
Okay, I just saw a news break on CNN. A massive tornado just hit Texas. And
well, we're going to talk about that first.
Yeah,
I
I
know
didn't
he
even
got
want to go
bullets.
to Texas. I know. Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry I didn't mean to jump ahead. I want to do it right. May the 5th, 2024, 9:32 p.m. There will not be another one. We're going into the second week of this month. Before you know it, we'll be in June. We're going to call Dexter our guest for tonight, and then we're going to have some fun with y'all. Guaranteed. Uh-oh, here we go.
Please leave your message for.
All right, well, I'll try it again in a minute because he definitely said he wanted to be on tonight, so. But go ahead, we can start with your topics until I can
okay.
get them on there.
All right, a woman was arrested after visiting state prison. After she was, after the officer discovered she had drugs on her. In Philly.
She going to jail?
Oh, she was already in jail. She visited a jail, remember?
Oh, yeah. So she got locked up for having
prison.
Drugs on her?
Yes.
She was trying to bring some drugs into prison?
A state prison. And they had the canine dog there. And he went to sniffing. And he found she had drugs on her person. She didn't even leave the building. He was already there.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Well, that's a lesson well taught.
Yes, it is. Don't do it.
Yeah.
They don't mind locking you up where you came to visit.
You're totally right.
All right. Now, here's something else. In Wilmington, Delaware, an employee at a billion-dollar bank was arrested of stealing $44,000 from an account of a deceased customer.
He's stealing dead people's stuff?
Yes, at the WSFS Bank.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that bank before I seen it. I think that's the green bank with the green
yes.
front. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, they taking dead people money now.
Yes, he did, and they locked her right up.
Yeah, that's how they do it, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's another one. Dollar Tree will be closing nearly 1,000 locations.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, this happened today. There's one dead and three others were injured after a shootout in Southwest Philly.
Oh.
One gang, one group, they went to see a prom gathering, and one group shot at the other group in the middle of the street.
Yeah, they're saying that's a popular thing now in their funerals. The young people don't care. They doing it wherever they see you at now. So, some boy got shot in front of the church. They shot him in the leg in front of the church, so you can get shot anywhere in there. A baby showers, I heard, and anything, so.
Okay, here's another one. Police arrested a man with over $8 million of heroin after selling drugs to the cops. No, he ain't got nothing to talk about.
No, he going to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You going to jail, buddy.
All right, now in Minnesota, an ice cream shop owner reportedly fired for accepting $100 tip from a dementia patient. So they taking her to the
how much?
Milk.
How much was this?
A $100 tip from a dementia patient.
Oh, so they saying he shouldn't have took the tip?
Yes.
Damn.
And she didn't give it back neither.
Oh, okay.
They say he had dementia and he didn't know what he was doing.
So she said, I'm not going to let him do it again. I'm going to keep the money this time.
Mm-hmm.
She was helping him out so he wouldn't give her no more tips.
Now, we were talking about this yesterday. In Georgia, six squatters take over a suburban Georgia house and then help themselves to the people who are vacationing, the neighbor's car, and they have not left yet.
Mm. So they live, they staying in there now?
Yes, they are.
No, they said that's our house now.
Mm-hmm. The people who own the house is on vacation.
Okay.
So they moved in.
They shouldn't have left.
And helped themselves to the vacationing house. And the neighbor's car.
Damn.
And didn't leave yet.
That's crazy. I guess they don't want to shoot them either, so.
No, because they of the color. They don't shoot people. So, in the suburbs of Georgia, it was a big house.
Damn.
So, six people moved in.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of people to shoot at the six.
Mm-hmm. But this was in the suburbs. It was not no old rinky-dink house.
Okay, the suburbs. Okay, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. They got big houses in the suburbs.
That's right, and six people moved in it.
In the suburbs.
And they said they not leaving.
The suburbs.
And the police is not putting them out.
The suburbs. Yeah.
In the suburbs. All right. Now, J.P. Morgan, Chase Bank, Bank of America, and Citibank is holding $7,427,000 off balance sheet and potential dangerous cocktail of unknown assets from the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see how they figure that one out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a lot of money that they withholding in these banks that the federal government can't even count of, and they hide.
Mm-hmm.
So what they hiding that money for?
For somebody.
It is not the people who put their money in that bank. I bet you that.
No, it's not them.
Okay.
They not important.
No, they not. And the federal government is getting mad because they uncovered it. Let's see how long that lasts.
That's true.
All right, now here's another one. In McDonald's, a customer is shocked after $27 for purchasing a McNugget meal deal. And the meal costs $27 at McDonald's.
What kind of meal was it?
It was a McNugget meal deal.
All right, must be a Big Mac and some nuggets then.
Yeah, for $27?
I guess so.
That's supposed to be the cheapest place you can eat.
No, they didn't say that no more. That was Arby's is the cheapest place you can eat.
Well, McDonald's is going up in prices.
Yeah, they are. They ain't playing no games no more.
Uh-uh. $27
okay.
for a Mac Nugget meal deal.
I mean, you probably got fries. You got maybe two Big Macs. And, like, you could have a 30-piece nugget. That's about right. Because that stuff went up, too, since the pandemic. Then everybody started making more money. That stuff went up again, too. I ain't playing. Everybody wants some. Yeah, everybody's stuff went up.
All right. Now, here's something. In California, a nurse was accused of beating and breaking the leg of a blind person and nonverbal child in California home that she was watching.
Damn.
Now, first of all, she beat him. She broke his leg. And he was blind. And nonverbal means he couldn't talk.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he's a child, and you working in that house.
That's why they say you can't leave your children with people, because they'll hurt your kids. That's
well, this was a nurse.
Yeah, it would make sense. What that mean?
Okay.
They do things like everybody else. Everybody do stuff. Nurses, school teachers, principals, priests, everybody does something.
Okay, well, here's one for you. A trio of thieves in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, after driving their Dodge Charger to a Chevrolet dealership to steal Corvette and Camaro. Mm. The suspects got the keys of a Chevrolet EQUINOX car.
Equinox.
That was, guess what? Parked outside near the showroom. They crashed through the window of the parking lot to do this. They crashed through the window of the dealership car car.
I would just gave it to them if they wanted it that bad.
But this was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know. They ain't used to stupid stuff like that happening.
No. These people took their car, which was a Dodge Challenger, to a Chevrolet dealership. To steal a Chevrolet, a Corvette, and a Camaro.
Then they drove that too, so, hey.
The Equinox was parked outside
The
showroom. They stole that too. But how did they get the keys to that?
I don't know.
And that was outside the showroom.
I don't know. Maybe that dealership owed him some money, because a long time
ago. I don't know, but I tell you what, they stole three cars. They found one car, which is Chevrolet. Mm-hmm. But they have not found the Camaro or the whatever you call it, Equinox.
Yeah, they got a...
No, they didn't find that...
A Kia dealer in Colesville. And when people do work for him, he don't pay them. So I could see how some people who do work for him take the keys out the showroom because they have them all laying around. Sometimes they be inside the cars and they just come back up there afterwards. That's all. Especially if they're not paying the people. I could see that happening. So.
Well, they came back, the keys to this Chevrolet Akron was sitting in it. They got the keys to that. They drove that off.
Mm-hmm.
They drove the Corvette off and the Camaro, but they found the Camaro about 8 miles from there, but they have not found the other
Corvette.
Car. They have not found the Chevrolet Equinox or the other car.
The Corvette. Well, they keep looking. They'll find it eventually.
Yeah, well.
They always get
that. Just like to say, these people is not playing. When they go to stealing, they're stealing. And they're not playing with the people. If the banks are stealing, the people are stealing too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that the people, I tell you, we were finding out that the people are more and more desperate now.
Yeah, I've been telling people that, but nobody wants to listen.
And
they hurt you.
They coming to get one thing, what they want. And this is something that people need to know. This is no time. Just like they have somebody robbed a store today, one of those restaurants, and the girl wouldn't give up the money, and the man pistol whipped her, and they put her in an ambulance to take her to the hospital.
Damn. Yeah, that pistol whip thing could be a bad situation if you get hit in the face with that gun. Tell you that, that little metal will mess you up. It'll crack your head right open, too, to hit you on top of your head with it, so it's not a pretty good thing to get pistol whipped.
Listen, it wasn't her money.
Mm.
Now, she's getting injuries that she don't know the end result of.
Hey,
that don't make no sense.
What can you do if she wanted to get pistol whipped?
Yeah, that's what she wanted.
Mm-hmm, that's what they did.
Yes, they did. She won't do that again.
Yeah, I hope she don't. Them bruises still should be there, so she should know better now.
You're going to take her a while to get over it.
Yeah.
All right, it says the top United States Cancer Center's M.D. Anderson is involved in a bullying scandal with top doctor accused of mafia-style abuse and plagiarism. Mm. So,
That's how they're doing a lot of stuff, ain't they?
Yes, there is. And TD Bank is closing in branches in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Damn. I don't know what's going on with these banks and it's closing stuff. I guess everybody's doing it online. I don't know.
Yep. Here's one for you. In Pennsylvania, exclusive investigation over $100,000 in drug money is mysteriously vanished from Attorney General's office.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That can happen.
It did happen.
Oh.
Now, you're messing with the wrong set of people here.
Yeah, they did.
And Attorney General ain't gonna play when they was missing from her office.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Somebody in trouble now.
That was not just a plain office. We talking about...
Somebody wanted to get fired. And they wanted to go to jail.
Hey.
You will go to jail.
Oh, yes, you will. And let me tell you something else. They ain't gonna play with you neither. You're not gonna serve a little bit of time.
Uh-uh. Not at all.
Mm. But I can tell you now, there's certain people you play with and certain people you don't play with.
That's true.
And these state organizations is nothing to play with.
Uh-huh.
Because they will and don't mind locking you up. Just like this one. They're saying that, wait a minute, hold on. It says a former credit executives is indicted on wire fraud.
Wire fraud.
Three former executives where bankrupt lenders were indicted Thursday on charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and engage in financial transactions of illicit purposes. They're not playing.
Uh-uh.
You will spend time.
Uh-huh. Easy breezy.
Now, the next one is Wells Fargo Bank. And United States authorities are investigating their complaint and handling of money. That's going to be a problem now.
You think so?
Oh, yes. The federal government going to definitely get in there.
Okay.
Now, this is what I want to say. This is real crazy. An attorney was arrested for pulling a gun on three children who were fishing at a lake near his house in Florida.
Oh yeah, Florida, every time.
Okay.
Yeah, lucky he ain't kill him.
Yes, it is.
He would have got away with it in Florida.
Yeah, but they lock him up.
They let him out.
They sure will. He in the right state to do all that.
Yeah, pull guns. You can carry guns in Florida and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, well, he pulled it on three children.
Hey, he don't trust nobody, he said.
No, they were fishing at a pond near his house.
He don't want them near his house.
Yeah, obviously they didn't, so he pulled the gun on them.
Yeah, he ain't playing. That's all they do in Florida, pull guns on them.
No, that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Ain't nobody playing.
Oh, no, they ain't playing at all. Everybody playing serious.
All right, they're talking about Philadelphia schools now. They're trying to modify that kids can go to school 4 days a week.
You gonna get them? Oh, well, that's good. What about the massive tornado in Texas right now?
Well, that just touched down, and they haven't said how many people got hurt yet. They just trying to clean the area up.
Did they know it was coming?
No.
Caught them on guard, huh?
Yes. Well, this is what they're saying about that. It's a tornado season, okay? And they take it as the tornado season, but boy, it actually happening. When they can't say it just comes all of a sudden. They don't give, that many people a warning of it. Like, it's like 5 minutes and they blow a horn and say, tornado be here in a few minutes. Well, you really don't have...
You better go in the basement.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't got time to go to the basement.
Because
it didn't touch down.
You gotta run. The hell with that.
Well, you ain't running outside.
I won't run. I'm not running outside. I'm gonna see my ass in the house. They could lift the whole house up if they wanted, but I'm gonna be holding on to something. Shit. That's crazy.
So the people are having a time. With that, because they feel like they didn't have much of a warning. But they knew that they were in the way of having tornadoes.
Oh, okay.
That's correct. And they're going to have some more, too.
Oh, boy. They're going to have their hands full, though. Had to go some old emergency aid to Texas now.
Yes, sir.
That's how fast that aid get to Texas.
Huh?
The Bushes live down there. Watch how fast that aid gets to Texas now after this tornado or hurricane, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be down there by the end of the week.
Well, they take care of where they live at.
I bet they do. They always took care of Texas.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, that's it.
Well, we can wrap it up.
Yes, we can.
Our special guest, he reneged on us tonight. He'll be there tomorrow, I guess, so I'm not upset with him. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say a special moment for the audience. I have been noticing it's been a lot of storms, and I know people want to just kind of believe in the universe and don't believe in the last days and times and don't believe in signs, but not no one tornado come out of another one and make two other ones. I don't know what's going on with that. I ain't never ever had that before in my life, so.
Well, they said that it would be earthquakes and different things in diverse places, and hurricanes and tornadoes come, and people are not expecting it.
No. Well, if you live in a place that has them, you should expect a little bit more than somebody in New York. Like, don't nobody expect no hurricane in New York.
Well, except it was in another accident.
Well, that's good. They was off for a minute.
Well, a car struck except the bus in the city Logan section.
Well, except about to get paid.
Well, it was like three men in a car, and they crashed into except the bus and ran.
So they still can get paid. They got insurance.
Yes.
And they got cameras on the side of that bus, too, so they got saw, trust me. They saw what car and what the people look like, trust me. It's just a matter of time.
Yes. It was 7 o'clock yesterday at Broad and Lindy Avenue.
Except the heads.
And it was people on the bus, like dying people. Mm-hmm. One was taken to the hospital, the other one was all right.
Yeah. Except they're going to get paid for that one.
Oh, yes, they are.
Except they had cameras all around the bus now, so they know what that car and who, I mean, people was in there. Them cameras good on SEPTA buses now.
And not only that, they have buses outside, and the street has buses, because that's on Broad Street, so they definitely know what they doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Well, I'm telling you, these in Maryland, these people are stealing cars.
And then be crashing in and stuff, killing people. That's not cool.
That's right. It says two men in Maryland was charged in Pennsylvania vehicle thefts.
Oh, okay.
One suspect evades arrest in a stolen car. He ran away, but they're going to get him.
They're going to get him. He got fingerprints, so they're going to take the fingerprints off the steering wheel. He touched something in that car, unless he had gloves on. If he didn't, he's going to be in trouble.
They're going to get him because they caught one of them, man.
Oh, yeah, they're going to get him now. He probably cutting the deal. He cutting the deal right now.
So they're going to get him.
So he can get out, and they're going to keep him. It was his idea.
Yeah, he ran.
Mm-hmm. Let me out, lock him up.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you, it's just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so many cars that's like this one here. It says that, wait a minute, Elkins Park resident. Kid was badly damaged after attempt theft. At least one vehicle was stolen in Cheltenham Township.
Oh, wow. You're going to Cheltenham and steal, huh?
That's why I said people are just up and up stealing cars.
Pastor Wallace mentioned something about, Cheltenham Township in Abington, too. So I don't know what's going on in there. I guess the kids from Philly are starting to go out further now.
Yeah, they're going out to a high and tail area where they know money is.
Okay, Cheltenham Mall. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And they're going out to the suburbs now because they realize there ain't nothing in the inner city no more. They ain't got no money.
Mm-hmm. Go get them rich people credit cards, huh?
Well, here's one for you, Claude. An Army sergeant is arrested in an alleged murder-to-hire plot against four people.
Yeah.
Now, you know.
Well, he hired a hitman, huh? He ain't playing.
He ain't playing.
You want to kill four people.
Mm-hmm.
He going for the belt.
Okay. So you see, these people are doing various crimes.
Alien coming in mind.
Huh?
Everything that come to their mind, and they're using all the drugs up, too.
Yes.
They said, y'all, you want to take a break?
No, they don't.
They said, keep it moving. Okay.
And they said, Mr. Softy goes high tech to track the ice cream truck now.
Weird, they ain't gonna let you rob that truck.
And Bucks, it says Mr. Softy goes high tech tracking the ice cream truck in Bucks County because somebody stole one.
Go ahead, they got GPS now. They ain't gonna let you steal that one.
Okay.
Man,
and they're keeping up with the drivers.
Yeah, they're gonna keep up with everybody now.
Yes, they are. But that's it. Let me tell you something. All these companies now, they're tired of losing money.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And so they come with high-tech things.
All types of stuff.
That way the driver can't go do anything he want to do. He's gonna be tracked.
Yeah, so he can't say somebody stole nothing from him.
Nobody can steal his money.
They ain't stealing nothing from him.
That's right, because Mr. Softy only takes cash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wrap it up.
Yes, let's wrap it up because there's still scamming going on in different cities and states.
Yeah, tell the older people to beware.
Yes, sir. This is not the time to not know your surroundings and what you're doing. Yeah. And if you see a scamming machine in a thing, don't use it. Call the police or tell the store so they can get that taken out.
Watch the movie Beekeeper, too, so you can learn something.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
All right, let's end it up. Let's wrap it up. Unless you wanted to try and see if you can get the guest Dexter. If you want to try one more time?
Yeah, I'll try one more time.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll try one more time.
All right, go ahead. Then, if not, we just wrap it up so it won't be said we didn't try to get him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. All right. We can wrap it up. He done. We stuck a fork in him. He done.
Okay. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Even as we prepare to go to sleep tonight, protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger, known and unknown. Lord, remember those that are sick everywhere. Lord God, remember those of the military may be sick wherever they may be, on vessels. Remember those on cruise ships that's sick. Heal, deliver, and set free. Remember those, God, that's in hospitals, nursing homes, prisons, God, and mental institutes.